ramp. A ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered the Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
That's right. Thank you very much.
And this is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate and Sante Center for Healing.
Before we get going here, I would be remiss. You guys know I hate when I get remiss. But I didn't mention the tragic passing of a member of the pool community. R.I.P. Cheng Jung Lin. Guys, if you'd like to give me your favorite memories of Chang.
He was only like 40, right?
That was one of the key information pieces I gave you.
My other favorite memory is you telling me he died of a stroke in his hotel room.
Yeah, and not stroking it, house stroke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, stay hard, Chang. Yep.
That'd be a way to go.
All right.
We should all be so lucky.
So I want to replay something that we did on Sunday morning. This would have been late 2024. DJ, you came up with the idea of recording our dear friend Ham while we are in the control room because he is constantly making noise and stuff come out of him. Or doing just, he's always making noises and doing weird things.
It's like you're locked in a room with a kindergartner that just had 50 pixie sticks.
Right. That either had too much Ritalin or hadn't had his Ritalin yet.
Yeah. And like you can't smack him. You want to smack him, but you can't legally smack him. So you just kind of have to let him do his thing.
And so the next best thing is just record him and play it for everybody.
Yeah. And publicly shame him to try to make him stop.
Now, we're going to have to start rebuilding our inventory here so that we can do part two of this, even though, again, he kind of knows. But this was on Sunday, so I don't think the weekday audience probably heard too much of the original ones that we had, which was this was recording Ham when he didn't know about it while we were working with him, producer and board op. Do you have one you want to start with? I have yours up over here.
Okay, because I want to end with the great one.
Okay, so which one do you want to start with on yours?
Just do Ham dog imitation.
Okay.
Because there's absolutely nothing that brought this on. He must have been reading something or looking at something, and then he just goes into a small yippy dog impression.
That's the thing. Most of these are unprovoked.
Yes.
It's an NASCAR 299 water cleaning service. We have trucks all over DFW. It's easy for us to stop by and professionally clean every inch of your gutters. Want it to be the last gutter cleaning you'll ever
do? Does sound like a dog, yeah.
Go to firehouseroofing.com.
Pretty annoying.
So DJ and I are sitting there, you know,
trying to focus, trying
to tweet out a segment or...
I realized I could do a dog impression.
Get a guest on the line.
Get Daryl Moose Johnston on the phone and there's just a little dog yipping over there.
Hey, DJ, listen to my dog.
And I don't know what my response is supposed to be. Yeah, that kind of does sound like a dog. You're right. Sure.
I caught this one at the very end. This was when I was leaving, and I didn't get my phone out in time, but I caught the very tail end of when you were doing bird noises.
Excited, and you have trouble
winding. That went on for like 15 seconds, and I was like, crap, where's my phone? And I only caught the very end of it, and then you stopped. But you were doing that for a little bit.
It is like a trail cam catching a really rare animal. You know they're out there, and you're going to get it at some point. You just don't know exactly when, and you just hope that you're able to record it whenever it does happen.
By the way...
Do you have any singing in there?
We'll get to some singing.
Okay. That I suspected you guys have.
We don't want this to deter you being you in there, but it is...
It won't.
We just want to... like you said, a cam in there so that the P1's on the outside.
I mean, I thought he was recording and I still did all this.
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't know I was.
Yeah.
Well. One that I think is probably the least annoying that you do, it happens a lot, is this. Just randomly drumming. And this is like a minute and a half long. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, what Shehan thinks about Temple, and then I hear this all I have going on in the control room.
relish the opportunity to ruin their season.
You hear me clicking, trying to do a little work. So that,
and we don't
that's
sit,
a staple.
We don't sit that close to each other. That's no. loud. That is loud drumming happening.
I mean, I'm drumming out Opeth, the ending of Deliverance.
You don't tell us, dude. We all know.
Yeah, we know.
Let's go back to one of yours, DJ. Which one do you have? Which one do you want to play?
Do the ham staple of progressively getting more insane where he just starts playing a ton of songs at the same time, overlapping one another, where you don't even realize it at first, because Ham is often playing music in there, whether it's setting up the next return song or just
making one of his own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's always stuff playing, and you kind of drown it out sometimes, but then you realize this noise pollution is on purpose, and it's him playing like 10 songs at once. And this is while the show is going on.
This is how they pull the house of a terrorist in Guantanamo Bay. I'm hearing this in this. And it's that loud.
This is
in
Cher
there.
With Cotton Eye Joe with Meshuggah.
Hold on, what'd you say? What'd you say there?
What do you think of this song?
I don't know, dude. I'm trying to listen to E! News.
Trying to see what David Moore has to say about the Cowboys this weekend, and that's what's happening.
Here's one that is a staple of you and I. It starts out with you doing a noise, and then it devolves into one of our fake characters.
Oh, I wonder which one.
Uno, dos, tres. Hello, everybody. He hates my bitter.
All right, we got a little silence here during a break.
Not for long.
Got to break the silence with that. Yeah.
Got our little suicide king in there.
What?
So look at our little suicide king in there.
No, another year around the earth. Wish it would have just flown off. Flung me into space. So that's what you and I do a lot. Is Lando thinking of ways to not be here anymore.
I distance from that part of it.
I do too. He goes me
you
into
can't
it.
Distance from
you did
it.
A full bit on it last week.
Damn it.
All right, what else?
It was his birthday.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Okay, so this one sets up.
Lando's a great character. I love looking at him in there. He's so happy.
So there's one that you like to do a lot, and that's sing.
Yeah.
And I knew that I hadn't caught you doing this in a minute, so I was like, maybe I can bring it on if I goad him into it.
And that's going to help him out in negotiating.
Got to get some drumming in there also.
There's always drumming going on.
Okay, look how awesome he was. I don't think I can trade him. Like, it's that he's so special on the field. Like, he's... Even if you get... What do you think you would get for him? A couple firsts?
Probably a one and something.
A one and a... One and a couple twos.
Although he's expiring.
Send the bait.
Send the bait.
I guess my question is...
So I threw my line out there, and I'm waiting for the bobber to go under. And finally, I got what I needed.
Chicken strips, chicken strips, chicken strips.
I haven't heard that on the station in a while.
So we're just sitting there, and all of a sudden I have to hear...
Because he winds up when he does it. He has to get settled in.
Because once when DJ left the room, I found out I could do that perfectly.
You are good at it, and you know it. And yeah. So you like to break it out whenever you can. All right, do we want to do your last one?
I think so, yeah. So what is the corn song that you've been obsessed with lately?
It's Freak on the Leash whenever he starts, like, scatting.
Okay. We don't even have
jazz
that.
Jazz scatting, yeah.
We don't even have that part. That's... we'll maybe in the next installment of Recording Ham, we'll do that one. But you put together something else from that song. An alarm. An alarm.
Yeah.
So Ham likes to, sometimes you'll hear in the afternoon, you'll hear for the hard line, if they're super late, you'll just hear dogs barking, the drop. That's the universal sign on the show of it's super late.
Time to go.
We need to go like now.
Yeah.
And Ham was experimenting with another.
Because Bob hates it.
Yeah, he hates the dogs. So you were trying to come up with an alternative, maybe a less annoying sign or drop for the guys to go to break.
Because at some point, I think they tune out the dogs.
So in this clip, you'll hear them doing the show in the background. It's late, and you're just playing for me your creation that we're still trying out, I guess, that we haven't done on air yet. But this is what I'm listening to.
A rookie contract or a second-year player on a four-year rookie contract for no money. This is what you do when you're paying your other wide receiver $35 million. Is you're trying to find a cheap second or third guy.
Well, it's not good. And just from the eyeball test, but it is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's dive into college football. We've got a couple of segments of college, one here and one at 5:15. Tackle it next.
This is Sports Radio. God.
It's so unrelenting.
Go, go, go.
I would have been so nervous if I couldn't see on here when that stopped. Over and over.
So do you-
All right. There's a look back at Recording Ham in the control room, which, as you may have just heard, is an absolute mess. And we'll get part two eventually.
Yeah, I'm bound to do something.
Because all that was just us hanging out in there, doing nothing, and all of a sudden, just chaos.
All of that audio was from like 2 days.
I was going to say, it was 2 days.
Right.